Barney Frank, trailblazing congressman and architect of Dodd-Frank Act, dies at 86. Barney Frank, the longtime Massachusetts congressman known for his sharp wit, liberal leadership, and historic role as one of the first openly gay members of Congress, has died at 86. He passed away at home in Maine after a month in hospice care, according to his sister. Frank served 32 years in the House representing Southern Massachusetts. He rose to prominence as chair of the Financial Services Committee during the 2008 financial crisis and co-authored the landmark Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, designed to rein in risky banking practices, stabilize financial markets, and protect consumers. He later defended the law against critics from both the left and the right, saying he believed it had been vindicated. A trailblazer for LGBTQ rights, Frank came out voluntarily in 1987 and in 2012 became the first sitting member of Congress to marry a same-sex partner, Jim Reddy. He often spoke about the importance of visibility in overcoming prejudice and called the experience of marriage life-changing. Frank's political career was not without controversy. In 1989 he faced a House reprimand after revelations about his relationship with a male sex worker, yet he retained the strong support of his constituents. Over three decades, he built a solidly liberal record, advocating abortion rights, environmental protections, anti-discrimination laws, and LGBTQ equality, including the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Born in 1940 in Bayonne, New Jersey, to a working-class Jewish family, Frank studied at Harvard, worked as a government instructor, and served as an aide to Boston Mayor Kevin White before entering the Massachusetts legislature in 1972. He won election to Congress in 1980 and became a fixture in national politics, known for his eloquence, sharp questioning, and colorful humor. Frank retired from the House in 2013 but remained outspoken, recently criticizing parts of the American left for pushing social change beyond what he considered politically viable. He authored several books, including a forthcoming work titled The Hard Path to Unity, Why We Must Reform the Left to Rescue Democracy. He is survived by his husband, Jim Reddy.